So last time we saw the sugya on the Yudal Amar Aleph about Manas Isa, saw the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Gamliel, that this was about space. Rabbi Yehoshua was the Mekel, Rabbi Gamliel was the Machmir, and we pointed out that the Machlokas could be a totally separate Machlokas about Cheskas Kashrus. That's the first line, first Lishna of Rashi. Are we Mavir the Cheskas Kashrus from mother to the daughter? Could be over here, we pointed out according to Tosfos, a unique Machlokas in terms of building Sveik on a new Iser Drabanan, whether that was originally built on a Safek, but Drabanan turned it into a Vadai. Or it could be, what we pointed out, a Hemshech of the previous sugya that depends as to how you define mala asu biyuchsin. Is mala asu biyuchsin a din in turning a suffix into a vada? Is it a din in terms of standing on every suffix? And then the question is, what happens in the case of bari? What happens in the case of sfeik sfeika? So those are the various options that we saw. Now we have a gemara which brings in, well, it's a question of girsa, of course, but starts off in the previous sugya, but moves over lechora into a totally different realm. That pulls us over to the Mishnah. What does Gemara say? Tana Rabbanan, Ezohi, here, Tosis's Girsa is Ezohi Isa. Right? Tosis wants to leave out the word Almana, namely that this is really nothing to do with the previous Sugya. That Almanas Isa, there we paskin, that Almanas Isa is, we have Edus that she's Kshera, where Rabbi Gamliel holds that we have Malos of Yuchsin that she's Tzula. That's a different Indian. Here we're not talking about the Almana. Here, we're just dealing with a situation of Isa, where you have a psul in the picture, and we don't have the sveik sveika, we don't have the cheskas kashus, etc. Kol she'ein ba lo mishum amzeiros, lo mishum nesinos, lo mishum avdei malachim. Then we can speak about a hechsher. But the moment that you have mamzeiros in the picture, or nesinos in the picture, or avdei malachim, in the picture, namely a goy, we have psulei kohol in the picture. You can't speak about hechsherim. Amar Rabbi Meir, shamati kol she'ein bo echad mikol eilu nesim lekuhuna. It appears to be the same statement. The Gemara is going to be medayek. Mishim ben Elazar omer mishim Rav Meir v'chein haya Rav Mishim ben Asi omer kedivar Rav Ezoe amon asisa kol she'nitma basavik cholol makirin Yisrael mamzerim she'beneihem ve'ein makirin cholom she'ben. It appears to be going exactly the opposite direction. That in a level of Amzerus is no problem, on the level of Cholol Dafk over there is a problem. So the whole Tosefta over here is very difficult to read, and so the Gemara raises all the issues. Amar Ma Reizeu Amanas Isa Kol She'ein Bala Mishum Amzerus Lo Mishum Nesinus Lo Mishum Avdei Malachim Ha Cholol Kasher. Just a minute. Why is that? Maishna Hanach Doraisa Cholol Nami Doraisa. And we say Rabbi Gamliel is Machmir even in the world of Cholol. V'tu amar Rabbi Meir shamati kol she'ein bo echad mikol masin lekuhuna haynu tanakama. Problem number two. Problem number three. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer Shimon Rav Meir chinam Rav Shimon ben Nasi omer kedvar avizu amanas isa kol shenitva v'asafik cholo makirin Yisrael mamzerim shemeneihem makim cholom shebehen ha'amris reisha cholo kosher. Again, it's going in the wrong direction. So, because of all these problems, comes along Rav Yochanan and he makes order in the Braisa. Mamzer Soveach v'cholol shosek ikor beinayu. And the Gemara stresses the aspect of cholol shosek, and so we'll stress that aspect as well. Tana kama savar, kol pasul dekorile v'shosek pasul. Kol pasul dekorile v'shosek. Anyone who is insulted at being a pasul, someone calls an individual a mamzer, a cholol, it's irrelevant what he's called, and there's no response. Pasul, what is this based on? What principle? Shtika Kohoda. We have a rule of Shtika Kohoda that we normally see in the world of Dinim Amanos. It applies also to the world of Iser Veheter. Shtika Kohoda and is enough to pass on the individual. V'hachi ko'amar tanakama izohi almanas isa or izohi isa kol she'ein va lo shtuk mamzerus v'lo shtuk nesinus v'lo shtuk avdei malachim v'lo shtuk chalal. Namely, it wasn't meant to exclude chalal. It was meant simply to tell us at the moment that there is a shtika, then we have a problem of shtika kohoda, and we have a psul in this family. Only when you're dealing on the level of the mamzer and the nesin and the goy, there we say shtika kohoda. Aval shtuk cholol kasher. Why should this be an exception? Hadashasuk mishum drau ich pasrei. When we say shtika kohoda, that's when we expect a response. By the cholol, it's such a way out taina. He doesn't even bother to relate to it. There's no shtika kohoda. Kamalei Rav Shim ben Elazar tana kama de Rav Meir. Ish mirach the machshir of Meir b'shtika. Lo dekarele cholol v'shasik. Lo dekarele mamzer v'shasik. You get it all backwards. In other words, you understood that mamzer v'shasik is pasul, cholol v'shasik is kasher. No, just the opposite. Really, mamzer v'shasik, that's kasher. Why? Haide shasik saver mamzer kolis. Like, because everyone knows he's not a mamzer. Mamzer is something that has a kol, so there's no point in his responding. Avo mamzer v'tzavach or cholol v'shasik, that's where you have a psul. V'hai the ishtik, saver mistaye de lo mafkile mikoho. The reason the cholol was shasik, that sort of shows his guilt. That he's afraid. He's afraid that if he begins to talk up, they're going to investigate and find out it's a bigger problem. So here we would say, shtika kohoda. And then we have a stira in Rav Yossi, and they say, no stira in Rav Yossi. We have these three shitas. One Rav Yossi is Tanakama, Aliba de Rabbi Meir, and the other is Rav Shim ben Elazar, Aliba de Rabbi Meir. Now once we have two shitas as to where do you have the psul, shtuk mamzer or shtuk halal, and we have all these shitos in the previous brace in the Tosefta. All right, so basically the sugya over here gives a rule, shtika kohoda, and then it points out that there happen to be various exceptions to the rule that are really not exceptions, but are situations where a person is not choshesh. Either he's not choshesh because the taina is so wild, why should he be choshesh? That's by cholol, lo yichpaslei, or he's not choshesh because it's so obvious that had he been a mamzer, it would have been known, so therefore he's not choshesh. But the rule is a rule, correct? And that's the way the Rambam paskins. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, towards the end. It's Perek Yutes in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, towards the end. Mishpacha shenisarei ba safek chalal. I'm sorry, previous halacha. Yutes kaf beis. Kol shekorin lo mamzer v'shosek, o nesin v'shosek, o chalal v'shosek, o eved v'shosek, choshishin lo ulemishpachto ve'ein nosin mehen. Okay, the pasul is a Tanakama that we don't distinguish between mamzer v'shosek, nesin v'shosek, chalal v'shosek, eved v'shosek, that we apply the rule of shtika kohoda'a, and ein nosin mehen, right? And one doesn't get married to such a family unless we go through a certain process. Yes?
Is that talking about anybody or just Kohan?
Kol Shekorin Bo Mamzer V'Shosek, anyone, Ein Nosin Mehen, anyone. We pointed out that, okay, that's, in other words, the parak over here is dealing with Psule Kohol in general, not Tafka Kohanim. It starts off with the world of Cholol, but then it moves over to Levim, Yisrael, Mechalim, Mutarim, Lava, Bazeh, Bazeh, to the Perak of Asara Yuchsin, and he speaks about Kol HaMishpachos Becheskas Kashrus Umutar Laseis Behem L'Chatchila, and it points out unless you have a family that's very, very argumentative, such a family, there's a chash that they're really Goyim, because Goyim are argumentative and Jews are have Shalom, right? And then it continues moving into Bedikas Hanashim, Bedikas Nashim, and then Kol Shekorin Lo Mamzer V'Shosek, in the world of Yuchsin in general. Okay, so it would be very, very nice just to learn that way. However, Tosfos basically, Tosfos is the one who starts the ball rolling, and then all the Rishonim follow in, each in his own direction. What was Tosfos bothered by? Look at the Tosfos over here. Mistaye d'lomafkinen le'mikoho. That if we take that last shita in the Braisa, the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Rabbi Meir, that he said that a mamzer v'shosek, that doesn't mean anything, because the person assumes mamzer kala islay, so his shtika doesn't prove anything one way or the other. He doesn't have to respond. However, cholo v'shosek, that's possible. And the Gemara explains why, because mistaye de la mafkinan mikoho. Tosa seasi in Tomar, matzarech lahay taima. Lema hadashosek mishum iduye komodi. The ha mamzer v'shosek pasul v'tanakama mishum shtika kohoda. Who had in the cholol shosek Rabbi Shimon the pasul mehay taima? In other words, why have to bring in a new reason to explain a psul? Once we have a rule, shtika kahoda, we need reasons to explain why shtika lav kahoda. Right? We have to come on and say that according to Rav Meir, by the chagal ul ichbaslay. We have to come on and say according to Shim ben Elazar, by the chagal that by the mamzer that kola islay. You don't need a reason to say pasul. The reason of pasul is shtika kahoda. You don't have to come on to a whole new umdana of mistaya d'lamafkin and lay mikaho. What's that? What is that? All that about? Right. Afal gav derbi mamzer shows that kudidei lo havi shtika kahoda mishum to suffer the mamzer kola islay. But lechora we should apply the rule of shtika kahoda to the chagal. We have a rule, and wherever there's no exception, the rule should apply. So here, Tosas turns the whole Gemara on its head. What does Tosas say? Answer: Yesh lomar, dehachi perusha, savar mistaye delamafkinen le mikahal, perush afilu mikahal kohuna, afagav dezem acharfo vekareyu chalal, savor dein motzino so mikahal kohuna besavar im yitzvach yachzuru levarer hadavar v'yifseluhu uvetam ze shayach gam b'mamzer shotek latana kama. Whether Rashi meant this or didn't mean this, that's very, very questionable. But what it's supposed to say, that really the whole sugi over here is based on an umdana of mistaye d'lamafkin al mikoho. That this individual, it's not based on shtika kahoda, that the person is being shosek because he's maharer b'tshuva, and his shtika is an admission of his status. We're not saying that. We're saying this person is wily, that he figures out of all of the alternatives that are in front of him, the best alternative, the one in which he could weasel out of the problem, is to be shosek, and that's why he's pasul. He's pasul because we catch him at being wily. And that's why, according to the Tanakhama, the mamzer hashosek is pasul, because he's also wily. He figures if he begins to respond, then they're going to check into a situation and see he's really pasul, and that's why he's shosek, not because of shtika kahoda. Right? That's what, in other words, the Gemara said shtika kahoda assumed. They weren't going to say anything. We assumed in the Gemara, shtika kahoda, shtika kahoda, shtika kahoda. We got that impression also from Rashi, that it was shtika kahoda. That's why Rashi appeared to have learned the Gemara. Then all of a sudden the Gemara brings up an umdana, and Tosa says, why bring up an umdana? We have shtika kahoda. And then Tosa says, oh really, this umdana goes back even to explain the din of mamzer. That's what's brought in the shita, in the name of the shita yeshana, but since I'm well aware that no one ever brings the shita to shir except for me, but it's brought in the maharsha as well. So if you look in the maharsha, in the back, the maharsha, it basically says the same thing as the shita yeshana, just pshat in Tosfos. Right, the Tosfos Mistaya. Tosfos, he wants to explain what was the Hava mean of Tosfos and what's the Maskana of Tosfos. The Hava mean of Tosfos was Mishum Dulcha Ora Hoda Kamar Hocha Gabi Chalo Mistaya Dila Mafkiri Mikoho Ritano Lomar Hoda Lo Tzava Chacholo Kamo Bamamzer Mishum Dulo Choshle the Mistaya Dila Mafkiri Bidvar of Mikahal Yisrael Ele Mikohuna Bilvad. And we said that the chalal says, okay, so he'll yell at me, I'm a chalal. So people will think I'm a chalal, so I won't be able to marry into the family of kahuna, but I'll still be able to marry into the chalal of Yisrael. Because if I begin to talk, they would catch me and they would be mafkia me even from the chalal of Yisrael. That reason doesn't apply to mamzer. High time alo shayach be mamzer. Da kushtu the mafkia him to call Yisrael. I mean, if the shtika would be viewed by others as a hodor, even though it's not really a hodor, that would knock out the mamzer totally. Ela al korchach l'tanakama deposel b'mamzer. It must be because of shtika kahodor. That was Tosis's question. Tosis's question was that he assumed that this umdana was only meaningful by the cholol. V'tirtzu. What did Tosis answer? Hochi perusho mistaye delo kepirish hakuntris mistaye delo mafik le afilu mikahal kahuna. That he felt that by being quiet, he'd even be able to marry into the family of Kahuna. Namely, he would felt they would simply ignore his case. The Savai, they devarev shalzelo mafkile. That's the fact that someone calls him a chalal. That's not enough for guilty mafkiyim. And his best strategy is to be quiet. Because in yitzvach yitbarer hadavar, Once we're dealing with a strategy, and the strategy is, I want to be kosher even to Kuna, so the mamzer can have the same strategy, I want to be kosher even to Yisrael. And that's why I'll be quiet. Lo mishum shtika kahoda. The Gemara knew that this isn't based on shtika kohoda. It's based on the fact that the mamzer had a strategy that if he's quiet, if he lies low, then it's all going to pass over. The chiddush is even by the kahuna, the same strategy applies. So what Tosus basically did is he erased the whole rule of shtika kohoda from our sugya. Our sugya is not based on shtika kohoda, but rather our sugya is based on this umdan. The question is, why? What's wrong with learning our sugya kipshuto that we're dealing over here with shtika kohoda? Let's give a different teretz to the question. We could be original and think of another teretz as to why the Gemara waited over here from Mistaya Dor Machkinen, like the Havamina. It's like, why did Tosfos turn the whole sugya upside down because of a little kasha? It's a little kasha. It's not like a huge kasha. Problem number one. Once we see that in Tosfos, then you move over to other Rishonim and you see that this follows through. That almost no one learns this sugya kipshuto. As I mentioned, look at the Rishonim over here. The Ramban gives a, not a hakdama to the sugya, but gives an afterword to the sugya. The Ramban points out, it's mentioned also, brought also in the Rashba, it's also brought in the Ran as the main way of learning the sugya, that have a yodeya. The lo nemru dvarim halalu ela b'mishpacha shenitma b'psul. Osafek psul. This whole din that we have in the Gemara that the shasik is going to bring about a psul, it's only in the case of when we know the psul is there. We know the psul is already there. Then the shasik, we can then point our finger. Avo mishpacha becheskas ksheira omedes. Then called the shasik miuchas tfei. If someone walks over to someone and say, you mamzer, you. Not nowadays, I would say it, but someone would say it like, you're a mamzer, right? Then, in that situation, being quiet, that shows yichus. That shows that you're like above it. You're not going to lower yourself. Question is, why? In other words, if we have a rule of shtika kahoda, the rule of shtika kahoda should not be only in a mishpacha shenitma ba psul or safek psul. In other words, ulefi ha'inyan shepirashti, efshar shebekol ha'mishpacha suko da gemur, because the inyan shepirash was that we're talking all the time that we have some safek psul floating around. Who needs all this? It's not my kasha. The Bishmuel asked the kasha. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ha'ezer, in Siman Beis, the title of Siman Beis in Eben Ha'ezer is Yishtadol Kol Adam Likachlo Isha Haguna. Okay? So they deal with situations of where do you have a situation which is not an Isha Haguna. So in Sif Dalet, in Siman Beis Sif Dalet, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. Kol shekoren lo mamzer v'shosek nesin v'shosek chala v'shosek eved v'shosek kol shishin lo mishpachto v'nosin mehem shtika kohoda comes along the Ramah and says v'yesh omrim dafka mishpacha shenisarif v'echad me'elu hapsulim avo adam acher shekoren lo sokach v'shosek ein dekach klum. The makar, this is the Ramban and the Rashba, comes along the Beis Shmuel in Sif Katan Yud Beis and says kasha. If we know there's a problem, who needs the concept of shtika? It's the moment that you know there's a psul there. That's enough of a reason. That's the previous if mishpacha shekara lav irur, that we know that there's a mamzer somewhere in this family. You have to check four generations back. Who needs this? Or it's if we have this din of shtika kohoda, the chora shtika kohoda is even in a situation where there is not a problem. That's what he continues to point out. Like, why do we have to bring about a family with a problem? But then we see, if we look in the Ran in the back of the Gemara, the Ran on the Rif, at the end of the Perek, the Ran quotes that derech, he quotes the derech of the Rashba and of the Ramban, that dafka a mishpacha shnitma b'pasul, and then on dafayim at aleph in the pagination of the Rif, there's this big word v'yesh. V'yesh kan shita acheres, lomar d'chi amrinan shkolal shosei kika b'nayhu. That's only a situation. Eino nafka mina ela d'shtika l'chude eino raya l'psul, ela kishtasoveach al psul acher. The cave on the tzavach b'hai, v'shosik b'hai, muchach mishum d'kushta hu shosik. Ulatanakama koshtika poselet, etc., etc. In other words, the only time that we are going to pasul based on a shtika is only a person who is soveach when he's being called a mamzer, but he's shosek when he's being called a nesin. He's soveach when he's being called a chaval, and he's shosek when he's being called a mamzer. Then yesh devarim bego. Something is going on over here. But stam shtika, we wouldn't say kahoda. Why not? In other words, we don't find this principle of soveach and shosek in dinei mamonos. If we're working off of shtika kahoda, why limit it? The Rama also quotes that shita. V'yesh omrim, od, sorry. D'lo amrin shtika kahoda, elad kein tzavach al pisul acher. Avalim shosek tamid lo have kahoda. Who needs this? Why not simply learn Kipshuto like the Rambam learns? So we have Tosfos uproots, it seems to uproot Shtika Kahoda altogether. We find the Ramban and the Rashba putting a handicap on Shtika Kahoda. It's only a case where we know there's a psul to begin with. It's like a latest suffix. Then we could say Shtika Kahoda. We find the Ran saying we're only going to say Shtika Kahoda over here in a situation where he's soveach on X and not on Y. He's soveach on X and not on Y. The only one who appears to hold up the Rambam, in other words, to learn things kipshuto, is the Ravid himself. The Ravid who's masik, but he's masik based on the fact of why did the Rambam bring this lehalacha, because maybe it no longer applies. The Ravid says, Kosef HaRavid, Kol Elu She'amru al Shtikasan Shehem Pesulim, Lo amru ela bedoros harishonim. This halach only applies at the time of the Gemara. Rambam shouldn't have brought it. Shayu beizim niskakim lecharafot she'adam mecharef et chavero. That beizim would take curses seriously, and they would assume that, you know, that probably this curse must have come from some shmua that's going around. Kigon hakori lechavero eved yehi benidui or mamzer sofeges haraboyim. Namely, that since Bezdin would take curses seriously, if someone were to curse without anything being behind it, he would get punished. And so if the person doesn't respond, kind of read, there's an aspect of truth in it. According to the Ravid, nowadays this halacha would only apply if he was called it in a situation of Mesiach Lefituma. He was at a cocktail party and someone said, oh, how you doing? You know, good old mom's there or something like that. And he didn't say anything. In that situation, that's when we would say that shtika kahoda. But if he was called it in the heat of anger, then a person who rises above fights, that's better. But so the Ravid is, so we have on one hand the Ravid and the Rambam that appear to be taking the Gemara on its pristine level. On the level of shtika kahoda, not bringing in any other factors. Masha'en came the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, basically all the Rishonim and the Shita, they all bring in, and Tosfos, they all say this isn't based on a pure shtika kahoda. Something else is being added in over here. And the question is, why? So here we have a very fascinating machlokes achronim. Couldn't find anything in the Rishonim, but a very fascinating machlokes achronim. The Avdei Miluim has a shita which is very, very original, and he says as follows, that in Shulchan Aruch over there, in Siman Beis, Sif Dalet, where this halacha is brought, of Kol Shekoren Lo Mamzer V'Shosek Nosen V'Shosek, and over there the Ramah brings in the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran, and the Beishmu was bothered. kasha. If nisarif bo, you know, was what in each tika kohoda, etc. So the chalkas machokek has a pshat which is rejected by the Beis Shmuel, just rejected out of hand. What's the chalkas machokek say? He says as follows: to be pasul an individual, their borer shtika kohoda would be enough. But our Gemara wants to go beyond being possibly the individual. What our Gemara wants to do is that by the individual saying he's possible, he's machshir the rest of the family. Namely, that's what the Ramban and the Rashba point out. We're dealing with a family where we know there's a possible somewhere in the family. We don't know who's the possible in the family. By this individual's being shosek, that is machshir the rest of the family. That's what the Ramban wanted to say. And that's how the Chalkas Mechokek learns. Says Yavni Miluim, you can learn Tosas that way as well. Why did Tosas have to come on to Mistaye? Why did Tosas have to come on to the strategy of the individual that he's not being Shtika Kohoda, but rather he figures this is the best way of his weaseling out of the situation? To pass an individual, Shtika Kohoda would be enough. But that wouldn't take the shadow off the rest of the family. Over here, via the mistaye, the mistaye via the strategy, this puts the individual in a situation where he's painted himself into a corner, and where he's saying I am the psul and everyone else is kasher, namely that anything which goes beyond shtika kohoda, that this one that he, normally he's soveyach and now he's shosek, that we have over here a situation where psul is mixed in, we have over here this umdana of mistaye that he's afraid of being caught if he would talk. That's all in order to be machshir the rest of the world. That's the way the Avdi Miluim learns. And then you understand why the Gemara can't come out to Shtika Kodah. Shtika Kodah would simply be something that would affect the individual. What we want to do is clean the slate. We want to take now the shadow off of the entire family. That we have to go beyond Shtika Kodah. The Chazon Ish was found in the back of the Frankel Rambam. I'm not an expert in Chazon Ish. In other words, he quotes over there, in the very beginning of Eben Ezer, it's in Siman Aleph, Sifkatan, Lamagil. It's more short, Sifkatan. I'll just read to you the Chazon Ish. It says, Be Shmuel Siman Beis, Cholik alachal kas machokek. Shekosav ayadeh hashtika miskasherat hamishpacha. And the Chazon Ish says, Hinei ha-gemara lo huskar din hechsher hamishpacha. Very, very strange. Ha'ikar chasem and ha-sefer. You read over the sugya 20 times, you don't find even a hint of that in the sugya. Umisvara kasha lomer kula ayadei hashtika. In other words, that basically, according to the Chalkas Machokek, the reason that we have over here, everything which goes beyond shtika kohoda is to bring about a kula. Umashe kasa b'avdi milum lefarish hasugya al pi divrei Chalkas Machokek heima divrei chochma v'chidud. It's good in a shir. In a shir, you could say it, you know, like as a chat. Right, so you have a chap over here in the sugya. Aval ein lanu ela divrei harishonim. This isn't found anywhere in the sugya. We have a lot of rishonim in the sugya. No one mentions over here that we're being making on other members of the family because we're being machner on this individual. Velo amru v'gemara shtika kohoda'a. And if you're going to ask, well then why are all the rishonim looking for additions to shtika kohoda'a? Why does Tosfos bring in the umdana? Why does the Ramban bring in the case of the pasul in the family? Why does the Ran bring in the situation of the tzoveach? Why not simply learn shtika kohoda? So he says, mishum dera'u chachamim behove she'ein hashtika mitzad hirhur tshuva behoda al ha'emes v'dvorim elu u'bizman shechaveru omer lo derech chiruf eino ba'al dovar b'ze shiyode b'fanav ela shiyorei litzvoach. And he said, simply, this is the way Chazal viewed the situation. Chazal understood not every time that someone is quiet is at a hodah. If you're in a witness stand and you're quiet, that tells us something. That silence, you know, it speaks. If you're a Baal Davar and you're being cross-examined by the Beis Din in your shosek, that's a silence that speaks. That's a shtika kahodah. But here, the fact that someone in the course of an argument called you a nesin or a chalal and you didn't respond back, that's not a shtika kahodah. Simply, it's not the framework of where you're going to be maharer b'tshuva and be modal ha'emes. And therefore, all the Rishonim understood over here that we have some sort of an umdana, we have, or we're dealing with some unique situation. Generally, this individual is soveach, and now he's not. Ela yorei litzvoach. Yorei litzvoach. This is the situation where he's being wily. It's a strategy. He's being quiet as a strategy. That's what Tosas brings up. That's the Ran. It's about nothing at all to do with shtika kahodah being over here a super shtika kahodah. And according to the Adam Miluim, we have a regular shtika kahodah that will always work, and we have a super shtika kahodah that will even be machshir the rest of the world. Ma pitom, our sugi has nothing to do with super shtika kahodah, but rather shtika kahodah can work in certain circumstances, won't work in other circumstances, and that's basically all that we have over here. Namely, that the Adam Miluim takes shtika kahodah as being a yesod in our sugya. The Chazon Ish simply pushes it aside, that shtika kahodah, Chazal felt, didn't apply to our sugya. And then we have a third acharon, and that's Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, the Nachal Yitzchak. It's also brought in the back of the Frankel Rambam. He has in Choshen Mishpat a very, very hefty work called Nachal Yitzchak in two volumes. So over there in Siman Pei Aleph in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, they bring in the Din of Shtika Kahodah, and he has pages upon pages upon pages in which he says that Shtika Kahodah basically will apply to the world of Mamanot, but basically doesn't apply to the world of Iser V'Heter. Doesn't apply. What do we do with the Rambam? What do you do with the Ravid? She says, continue the Rambam, a few more words. What does Rambam say? Kol shekorin lo mamzir v'shosek, o nosin v'shosek, o cholol v'shosek, o evid v'shosek, choshishin lo l'mishpachto, ein nosin mehen, ela imkein bodkin, kamo shebiyarnu. We mean bodkin. If we have shtika kahodah, so what's this mean of bodkin? Shtika kahodah is shtika kahodah. If someone is moda that he owes money, he owes money. If someone is moda that he was posheya, he was posheya. I mean, so if someone is moda that he is in a sin, he's in a sin. What's this din over here? Elam kein bodkin. So says the Nachal Yitzchak, you see, this really isn't the din of shtika kahodah. So the question is, what's going on over here? The Gemara, again, let's start all over. The Gemara reading it kipshuto is a din of shtika kahodah. That's Tashrus of the Sugya. Come along the Rishonim and seem to turn things upside down and seem to do away with shtika kahodah. The Avdi Meluim says, Baruch shtika kahodah is the yisod of the Gemara, but the Gemara wants to do one up. Not only have shtika kahodah on the level of the person being possible, we also want to be machshir the rest of the family. If you machshir the rest of the family, then we have to bring in more umdinah, so you machshir the rest of the family. That's why all the Rishonim bring in other factors, because we want to be machshir the rest of the family. That's why the Ramban brought in, there's a psul in the family, and now we want to be machshir the rest of the family. That's what the Ramban brought up, is soveach, etc. Namely, that our Gemara is based on shtika kahodah, according to the Avdi Miluim, but we wanted to have a super shtika kahodah. Comes along, the Chazon Ish says, no, shtika kahodah in our Gemara is simply neutralized, because the Chachamim saw that this is not the right context, and that's why the Gemara moved over to other, and the Rishonim moved over to other elements, to other umdenot, because shtika kahodah is neutralized. Comes on Nachal Yitzchak and says, no, shtika kahodah doesn't fit into our sugya. There's no din of shtika kahodah in the world of Yisr V'Heter, only in the world of Mamanos. So what's going on over here? Is there a din of shtika kahodah in the world of Mamanos, in the world of Yisr V'Heter? Or isn't there a din of shtika kahodah in the world of Yisr V'Heter? It's not a real shtik, it's not a real hodah. It raises an issue. It removes the cheskas kashrus. It's a reyusa. No. All he says is that the moment this person is shosek, it's a reyusa. A reyusa says check into the family, but it's not shtika kahodah that because he said he's a because he was quiet, it's the equivalent of his saying he's a mamzer.
So that's
the way the Avdi Miluim would learn, but the Nachal Yitzchak doesn't say that. He goes over pages upon pages. He says there's no din of shtika kahodah in the world of Yisr V'Heter as a hodah. The person comes to Bez and says, I'm a mamzer, he's a mamzer. That's a din. But if he's shosek, when he's asked if you're a mamzer and he's shosek, I take the fifth, then we're bodek. It's not shtika kahodah, it's like a reyusa. Every person has a cheskas kashrus. He undermines his cheskas kashrus. So now we'd be bodek, but it's not a classic hoda'ah. So that's what I'd like to just, for a few minutes with you, just look at this inyan of shtika kahoda'ah in the world of Iser v'heter. And here, l'chara, we have to return to a sugya that we saw. Pretty much we'll have learned a good part of Kedushin by the end of this month. A sugya that we saw, and just continue in the sugya that we already saw. If you recall, we dealt with the question of hein heim eide yichud, hein heim eide bia. That was a sugya that we went into by David HaMelech. We saw that option, hein heim eide yichud, hein heim eide bia, that you can have an edus based on an umdana. And we pointed out, is it edus? Is it instead of edus? That we dealt with. Right after that sugya, on the Samachayim at Beis, in Kedushin, then the Gemara deals with the question as to, well, what's the whole concept of edus? What is the whole concept of edus? Is edus ede kiyum? Is edus ede birur? And the Gemara says, lo ibri sahade el lo shikra, that really all the whole din of edus is only one of birur, not necessarily one of kiyum. Then the Gemara continues and brings up the following question. The Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, okay, we have a din of two edim by mamonos, and we have a din of two edim by erva. We have such a din. So, my da'atech, amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, my da'atech, yalfis dover mi mamon, I ma lahalan hodoas baldin kameya edim dame, afkan hodoas baldin kameya edim dame. We have a din of hodoa in the world of mamonos. Should there also be a din of hodoa in the world of erva? Right? A woman comes and she says that she's married. A man comes and says, this woman is my wife. Should we say, hodoas baldin kameya edim dame? I said, how can you compare the two? Hasam lo kachiyeh vachrinei, hacha kachiyeh vachrinei. When I'm mowed and I owe someone $100, so that's between me and that person. I'm not making anyone else, bring anyone else into the picture. But if I say that I'm married to her, it means that all of her krovot are asur on me, and you know, it's there are a lot of other, it has a ripple effect. So you can't speak over here about hodoas baldin because things have a ripple effect. Then the Gemara moves over to say, okay, what if there's no ripple effect? What if we'd have a situation where it wouldn't be chavla achrine? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Amar lo eid echad achalta chelev. An eid echad walks over to someone and says, that meal that you're eating, that's macholos asuros. V'halos shosek. And the person who is eating is quiet. So says Abaye, ne'eman. What does ne'eman mean? Ne'eman. In other words, that this person is now going to bring a korban because he ate chelev. And he brings tanatun, he brings a mishnah in Krisus. Amar lo edechad achalta chelev, amar lo achalti patur. Taima damar lo ha'ishtik mehemen. In other words, so what does mehemen mean? We have a rule, you only bring a korban if no dalo. If you know you did an aveira, you bring a korban. Person is modi, he did an aveira, he brings a korban. Over here, the eid says, you ate chelev. That's not enough to bring a korban, because an eid says that you ate chaylev. You have to agree you ate chaylev. And what are you doing? You're quiet. So, what is the Gemara saying over here according to Abaye? Shtika kahoda. That you're being quiet as though you're being mowed at the you ate chaylev. Once you're mowed at the you ate chaylev, you can bring a korban. That's what Tosus over there says. Amar lo eid echad achalta chaylev, halo shosek ne'eman, perush. The shtika kahoda dame, have no dalome atzma. If he say any odeya, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, you don't bring a korban. If he said, what are you talking about? I didn't eat chelev. You don't bring a korban. If he would have said, you're right, my goodness, I didn't realize to say chelev, you bring a korban. If he's quiet, you bring a korban. So you see that being quiet is the equivalent of saying, oh my goodness, I ate chelev. That's considered to be no dalome. Then the Gemara continues other situations that are very, very similar. And brings a tzricha for each of them. All of them in the realm of shtika appear to be in the realm of shtika kohoda'a. And then the Gemara continues. Iboy lehu, ishto zinso. What if an aide comes over to you and says your wife was mizana? V'halash shotek. And he's quiet. Mahu. Amar Abaye ne'eman. Rava Amar eino ne'eman. Have a davar she'be'er, vave in davar she'be'er, pachos mishnaya. So what did Abaye think? So... And he shows sick.
So what? What does he know? How does he, someone's telling him something. He knows that, you know, he doesn't know what's going on. You have to say then that he knows that she was Mizana. She's agreeing that he knows she's Mizana.
That's the question. So Abaye said Ne'eman. On what basis did Abaye say Ne'eman? And Rava says, not you know, it's Ein Davar She'Bepachos Mishnayim. So Tosus over there seems to say as well, Kevan Sheshosek Ushtika Kohoda Adame. He asked on Rava, Lama Lo Te'asir Alav. Why does Rava disagree with Abaye? Why does Rava disagree with Abaye? After all, don't we have a din of Shtika Kohoda? The whole sugi just went on to point out that there's Shtika Kohoda, and here we should apply the din of Shtika Kohoda. And so we'll see what Tosus answers. But in any case, it appears over here that we have a din of Shtika Kohoda, and Rava says only because of Ein Davar She'be'er V'Pachos Mishnayim we override Shtika Kohoda. And you can ask, well, what does Abaye do with Ein Davar She'be'er V'Pachos Mishnayim? You could say that's when a person's maklish. When you're maklish, then you need two edim. If you're not maklish, then maybe in Achinami Shtika Kohoda. Anyway, so we have over here a sugya that sort of leaves open this issue of Shtika Kohoda. It appears to be a machokas Abaye v'Rava. Now, normally we pass it like Rava, but maybe over here Rava is only cholei because of Ein Davar She'be'er V'Pachos Mishnayim. Otherwise, maybe we would say Shtika Kohoda. And but the Gemara starts in Korbanos, then moves over to the world of Eben Hezer. What about a classic situation? What about a situation where someone will come over to me and tell me, I saw you're a wine merchant. You should know that your goy, he was menasech the wine in your store. And I'm quiet. Would we also say, shtika kohoda'a, that now my wine is aser? Or would we say, no, maybe there's no din of shtika kohoda'a? So that's a machlokas between the shach and the taz. And that's good, it's going to have relevance to our sugya. In Yeradeya Chelek Beis, Yerodei Achelik Beis in Siman Kuv Kav Zayin, that's where we find that case. Kuv Kav Zayin. Ha'omer lecha veiro, nisnasech yeincha. In other words, I go over to you and I tell you that I saw a goy pouring your wine. So the Shulchan Aruch goes back and forth in terms of various situations. And it says, the im shosak, if the owner of the wine was quiet, shtika kahoda adami. What does that mean, shtika kahoda adami? So that's a machlok between the shach and the taz. The taz, it's in Sifkatan Beis, says, what do you mean shtika kahoda? I don't understand. I have to respond to anything that someone tells me. Someone walks over to me and tells me that, that all the ingredients, the matzah that I bought is all chametz. In other words, and I'm quiet. So that means that I'm moda, the matzah is chametz. Maybe I just look at this person like a nut. In other words, I don't have to respond to everything. So the Taz raises that question and says, just a minute. The Taz says, Im Omar Tchilo Shatakti. The reason I was quiet is Shelo Chashti LaHashivcha. Why should I respond to you? You come up and tell me my Yayin is Yayin Nesech, my Matzah is Chametz, my Tfilin are Pasul. My wife is Mizana. So we're going to say Shtika Kahoda. I would say, lo chashti la shivcha. You're just dumb, you're raising issues. Afal pisha b'choshen mishpat siman pei alaf matzino shiyochol omar kein, linyan hoda'as mamon. In the world of mamonos, someone walks over to me and says, you owe me $100. And I walk away. No one's going to say shtika kahoda. The reason I didn't respond, why should I respond? People come up with all sorts of tainus. Shiny hosam, says the Taz, the reason in Mamanos I could just walk away is because sticks and stones can break someone's bones, but names will never hurt him. So he says that I owe him $100. Doesn't mean anything. I don't have to respond to you. Nothing happened. Avokan, says the Taz, we have an umdana. Ein adam asui shelo lachush im omrim shehu shose iser. There's no person who's going to be quiet if someone claims that he is being over isurim. Someone tells me my tefillin or pasul, I'm not going to be quiet and let people think I'm putting on tefillin or pasul. I will say to him, what are you talking about? My tefillin were checked a few years ago. Someone will tell me that what you're eating on Pesach is chametz. And say, what are you talking about? My wife bought everything in the proper store. Someone's going to come over to me and tell me that your yayin is yayin. I'm going to say, what are you talking about? Had a double seal. I'm going to respond. Because no one wants to let an Easter go by without, it's a gnai to think that someone will be over an Easter. And therefore, says the Taz, we have this rule of shtika kohoda'ah. And the shtika kohoda'ah of Easter v'hetzer goes even beyond the shtika kohoda'ah of mamonos. In mamonos, it may depend upon the context. If Bezdin asks me a question, I may have to respond. If someone else simply comes over to me and says, are you $100? I can walk away. And I can claim, who are you to, you know, that's not a gnai. You know, it's not saying I did an Iser. I'm just, you know, it's shevi al tasa. There's a concept of ishtamute kam ishtamet. Even if it's true what he says, it's not a gnai. But that someone should say that I'm over Isurim, that I'm machal Shabbos, that I'm not putting on tefillin, that I'm shose yayin nesach, on that, there is an assumption a person will respond. And that's the basis of shtika kohoda. That's the whole basis of shtika kohoda. No one wants to have a gnai thrown into his face. The shach over there disagrees. The shach in Sivkotan Yud says as follows. When the mechaber says shtika kohoda idamia, the shach says, lav hodoa mamash. It's not a real hodoa. Why? Because we have a tosfos. We have a tosfos that says as follows. Kach chos of tosfos, B'dibur amaskil rava. What's the Tosfos? So let's go back a minute to Kedushin. Over there, where I quoted Tosfos as Kasha, I didn't give it his Teretz. And Av Samach Vavam at Aleph, when Tosfos asked on Rava, why didn't you go like Abaye? Abaye has a din of Shtika Kohoda. Why don't you have a din of Shtika Kohoda? So the answer is V'yei Shlomar, the Kosova Rava, the Taima, the Shosek Mehemen, Lav mishum d'shtika kohoda. Why was Shosek Neman in the case of the Korban, in the case of Nitmu'u Tvuasecha, in the case of Shorcha Rava, all the previous cases in the Gemara, why was he Neman? Not because of shtika kohoda adamya. Ela kevan de'ika raglayim ladavar mehem nilay. That really it's all based on the principle of Eid Echad Neman b'Isurim. However, Eid Echad is not Neman b'Isurim when the Baal Dovar is makhlish. But when the Baal Dovar is quiet, then that's raglayim ladavar that the Eid Echad is telling the truth. V'kevan sheino isur mikoach ha'edus ha-baal, ela mikoach edus ha-eid, so that won't apply to Dovar Sheba'erva. Namely, that Tosas learns that the entire sugya is not as we assume previously, it's a din of shtika kohoda'a as a classic hoda'a. That the reason that you bring a korban is because you're moda. The reason that things are asur is because your shtika is saying it's asur. The reason that maybe your wife would be asur would be because of shtika hoda. No, Rabbi is saying mapitom. The reason that you're chayav a korban is because we have an eid echad. The reason that the nitmu tarosecha is because of the eid echad. The reason sharcha nirba is because of the eid echad. But what? But how do you believe in eid echad? Only when you have raglayim ladavar. The shtika is raglayim ladavar, we can believe the eid echad. Nothing beyond. In other words, according to Tosfos, the whole Gemara over here is simply explaining why we have a din of eid echad neman b'isurim. We have a din of eid echad neman b'isurim because when the baal ladavar is shosek, kanere the eid is telling the truth. That's raglayim ladavar. So over here, if we have someone who says nisnasech yeincha b'halash shosek, the reason that's yayin nesech is because eid echad neman b'isurim. That's what shtika kohoda adamya. That shtika creates a raglayim ladavar. You can believe in eid echad. Nothing more. It was never meant as hoda. So we have over here the namachlokas between the Taz and the Shach. How to learn the sugya in Kedushin. Is the sugya really telling us that we have a din of shtika kohoda? And just that according to Rava, ein davar sheber pachas mishnayim. That shtika kohoda would not work in the case of Arayos, but otherwise shtika kohoda really is on the table in all cases of Iser v'heter. It's a pure din of shtika kohoda, or no? The Gemara never meant to use the word shtika kohoda seriously. The Gemara raised the issue of adas baal din, shot it down because of chavra achrine. Then it brought in shtika, but not a shtika kohoda. The Gemara didn't use the word kohodah. Rishonim used the word kohodah. And what the Gemara simply means is eid echad ne'eman v'isurim. Those are two ways of learning the sugya. That's a shach and the taz l'chara. That's what moves over into our sugya as well. And with the avne miluim is working off of the taz. The avne miluim is assuming we have a din of shtika kohodah in the world of isur v'heter. We have that din in the Gemara and Kiddushin. The only place it doesn't apply is in terms of znut. In terms of znut, you can't apply shtika kohodah because you have an overriding principle of ein davar sheber v'pachos mishnayim. But everywhere else, we're going to apply shtika kohodah, and therefore, I have to move on to say over here, the reason that all the Rishonim bring in other issues is because of they want a super shtika kohodah. Ma she'ein ken the nachal yitzchak. He's assuming no. Ma pitom? He learns like the shah. He quotes the shah that there's no din shtika kohodah by the world of isur v'heter. All it does is remove a cheskas kashrus. All it does is create a reyusa, and therefore the Rambam says that shtika kohodah over here, this shasik, brings about both kim. The other Rishonim say that we have over here umdanos that will bring about an emanos. Here he's soveach. Here he's shoseik. Here we have the mistaya. Here we have his strategy. That's why you have to come on to all of this, because there really is no din of shtika kohodah per se, and that's what's behind Tosos, and that's what's behind the Ran, and nothing more than that. And the Chazon Ish, you can't tell. The Chazon Ish appears to be like more like the Avni Miluim, that were shtika kohodah to apply, it would have applied, but it doesn't apply because Chazal said it's not the right context for shtika kohodah. So the Chazon Ish appears to be like the Avni Miluim, but again, this is a question, Pashat, how to read Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin, coming up with two totally different approaches. The Avni Miluim took the approach of the Taz, and the Nachal Yitzchak took the approach of the Shach. So simply going back to the Gemara, just to be able to read through the Gemara, what Tosos appears to say is that in the Havamin of the Gemara, we thought everything was based on Shtika Kohodah. Once the Gemara comes to Mistaya, then we apply that back to the beginning of the Sugi, and we see Shtika Kohodah is left out. Why in the Havamin of the Gemara was this based on Shtika Kohodah? So Havamin of the Gemara was like the Taz. Why in the Maskana of the Gemara is it all left out? The Maskana of the Gemara is like the Shach, that there really is no din of Shtika Kohodah per se, and therefore we have to come on to Mistaya del Mafkinen le Mikahal. That's what simply to read it back into the Gemara, that would be the Havamina and the Maskana of Tosfos, and that would also explain the other Rishonim.
Can you just learn like Avni Milum both even in the Maskana? That just the Maskana is that you need a super.
The Avni Milum clearly learns that way. The problem is that then Ha'ikar Chasim and HaSefer. Yeah, Tosfos learns Tosfos that way as well. Avni Milum learns the whole Sugya that way.
And the Teretz of Tosfos is not that you reject the concept of Shtiko Gedal Pah.
Yeah, but then the problem is that according to Avni Milum, somewhere in the Sugya you should say that we're Machshir the rest of the family. And that's missing. Nowhere does the Sugya talk about the rest of the family. Avni Milum says that's Pshat in the Sugya. Otherwise, why have to go beyond Shtika Kohodah? In other words, if you assume there is a din of Shtika Kohodah, then you have to explain why the Gemara isn't somech on that principle of Kol HaTorah Kula. But if you learn like Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan that there's no din of Shtika Kohodah, then you can understand that the Rishon were bothered. There's no din of Shtika Kohodah. What's the Sugya based on? So the Sugya is based on the fact that we have over here a psul in the picture anyway, that we have over here Mistayid Dol Mafkin and Mikohol, that we have over here that we have over here Kan Saveach Kan Shosek, in order to be able simply to explain Pshat in the Sugya. Rashi, it's hard to tell. Tosfos is Medayik in Rashi like him that uses the word Afilu LeKahuna, but that's you know, the problem was Rashi previously seemed to say that the Gemara was based on Shtika Kohodah. Don't know. Yeah.
Isn't it in the Sugya? So we say by the halal, it's not such a big deal, the low ichzus thing, but isn't he also going to be puzzled for the avoda? Like, doesn't he care that he's not going to be able to do the avoda and his children are going to be puzzled the avoda?
No, lo ich pasle, I understand, lo ich pasle means that he doesn't feel it's a taina that he has to relate to.
And the way we were saying lo ich pasle is because he's still going to be kasher the kahal as opposed to a mamzer who's going to be puzzled the kahal.
That's how you were lo ich pasle?
That's.
What does Rashi say? No, there's a person is insulting him with a minor league insult, not a major league insult. When you're insulted with a major league insult, then you respond. If you're insulted with a minor league insult, then you just brush it off. Yeah?
The case of conditions, I have another one. So, my Abaye is the ultimate okay?
That's one way of learning Abaye. In other words, that's the way the Tosa seems to learn Abaye. That's based on Shikha Kodah.
Why is it problematic?
Why is it problematic? The question is whether Bechlal there is a Dina Shikha Kodah in the world of Yisir Veheter. You could learn the whole Sugi that there is. You know, it's Shikha Kodah. But Tosos, and that could be the machlokes between Abaye v'Rava. This could be a machlokes between Abaye v'Rava. However, the Taz seems to understand that even Rava would hold Shtika Kohoda, but what? But we have Ein Davar Shaver and Pachos Mishnayim, which overrides Shtika Kohoda. But when there is not a din of, when there's no din of Davar Shaver and Pachos Mishnayim, talking about Yayin Nesach, and Achinam is Shtika Kohoda.
Could they can Shtika Kohoda to Shabbat Nashim, but just like they could have Shabbat Nashim, but in the Yisrael, there's still one person can pass their wife.
Yeah, certainly in the sugya over there, you can certainly bring in Shavya Nafshe, but it won't help you when we get to our sugya. Right? In other words, so if we get to our sugya there, and our sugya went to the in the there, it's it wouldn't help. Okay. So for next time, moving over into again Meinyan Leinyan, but sort of into a different realm. On the Mishnah, see the Rashash. An important Rashash on the Mishnah. And on the Gemara, we'll try and get up to the din of Kavua. Up, down, you know, it's on Daf Tesra Med Aleph, about up to Gufa, Amar Bizera called Kavua. We'll try and see what we can see without getting involved in Kavua, to get involved in the concept of Tre Rube. Me being on Tre Rube. Again, where we're going to come back to Mala Asu B'Yuchsin. And then, B'li Neder, afterwards, you know, it's the following week, next week, we'll try and finish the Perek full as well, to go to the Sugya of Kavua and to finish the Perek.